This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk about the future of education, specifically the future of Columbia County Christian School and the education they've been offering for more than two decades now. We're joined by the administrator there, Rick Klein. He's going to talk about a project they have undertaken and are getting ready to begin in the spring with a groundbreaking, a new facility at their campus at Buckhorn. Thank you for joining us on the program. Before we get into what Columbia County Christian is undertaking at this point, let me get a bit of a history of the school. Take us back to the late 90s, if you will, and bring us up to date.
In 1999, families of the school now developed a association, and this association wanted to have their children in a Christian school that was a non-denominational Christian entity. And in 1999, they were able to secure property. One of the families literally mortgaged their home. They used the money to help purchase the 15 acres here in Buckhorn. And then that money was eventually paid back. We purchased the farm, which was a horse farm at the time, 15 acres of it. And there were two buildings. One was a large building, which was an oak barn, where they stored hay and housed the horses. And the other one was more of a horse clinic, a smaller building. And what we did was we tore down the big building, sold the oak and posts for money to remodel the horse clinic, and we were able to put the students in that building that very first year. So that would have been phase one of our school.
That was literally a barn up until, what, weeks before school? Because I remember walking through it, and it was there were stables, there was straw.
You're absolutely correct, Matt. It was a situation where it was push, 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 and you would not believe the amount of parent support. Again, it's a parent school, so there were many, many parents doing every kind of thing, whether it's carpentry, drywalling, installing doors, painting. We got labor and industry approval the day before school actually opened, so it was an amazing thing that God provided in so many areas. We would be spending the next couple hours just talking about all the things God did. But in a very short nutshell, God provided the means, and the people came out and really did indicate their support of a new school.
And you quickly, within the next year, added another building, which looks, from the picture I'm looking at here, maybe double the size or two-thirds the size more?
Sure. The first building was 120 feet long by 56 wide. We were pushing out at the seams that very first year. And so what was a five-year plan became a one-year plan of getting phase two. This, what we're seated in right now, is a 316 by 76 foot school educational wing, and that was amazingly provided by God's provision. Most of the big construction we had hired, but again, the little construction, the painting of the walls, putting up bulletin boards, getting desks, chairs, etc., the people of the school came out and just lent a helping hand.
Okay. What made this stand out from other Christian schools?
The one unique factor of this Christian school is it is owned and operated by parents. The Parent Association votes for board members. Those board members are in their position for 3 years. It's a rotating. So everything that comes down through this school is not It's not controlled by the state. It's not controlled by the federal government. It's not controlled by a particular church, although we have 40-some churches represented in our school. It is controlled by the parents whose children are in the school. And if you have noticed in the newspaper and other places, parents are not always welcomed in every school district, or their ideas are not always wanted. And so I think this is the most unique aspect of this Christian school. It's owned by the parents.
And is that why you have come to where you are now, where you're ready to expand? Several Christian schools have closed, but yet here we are in a pandemic and you're expanding. So is that what takes you to that point?
Well, you're right with the idea that there have been several Christian school closings in our area. We had one close up in Berwick a few years ago, over in Watsontown, one closed just recently in Sunbury. There was one that closed. And I don't like to see that because those are lighthouses in a school setting in those communities. We have had this past year a 25% increase in our enrollment. And that, I think, was partly because of the pandemic. We were allowed to have some exceptions. We have had one of the best years as far as the perfect attendance awards. We had more perfect attendance awards last year for the 2021 school year than we normally have, and it's because we've had wiping down tables every 45 minutes in the middle school, high school. We had excessive hand washing. I mean, the elementary teachers would send their classes, wash your hands. I mean, multiple times during the day. We have the air purification systems in every classroom. They have the UV treatment, so it kills every airborne pathogen, not just COVID, but anything that's dangerous. And then with the enhanced cleaning and all the steps we've taken, we have been open all year long last year, not closed, in-person instruction. And when families have struggled in other locations, our children were here. Now, we've had a few COVID cases. They would quarantine. Just want you to know, and the listening audience, that we have seen just wonderful results of what we've been doing, and parents have noticed that. And so we are to the place where we need to continue on to phase three.
Okay, and phase three involves not classroom space, but well, in a sense, because a gym is part of it, but tell me what you're planning, the size of it, where it's located, and what's that going to be all about?
Well, the Arts and Athletics Center is going to be opposite our educational building, so it's right across the parking lot, so it's easy access. The building itself is 120 feet long by 96 feet wide, and it houses a full-sized high school basketball court. It provides 250 seating for our arts, our Christmas programs, our spring concerts, the musical that we have in April. We have four different presentations because we usually have upwards to 700, 800 people coming to those performances. We'll have CCCS Association meetings in there, Honor Society induction ceremony, senior graduation. I mean, it goes on and on of all the things that we'll be able to utilize. And one of the things we found during the pandemic is that if you have programs, you really need to have facilities to offer those programs. During the pandemic, there were issues where the facilities was not always available. They were closed. They were limited in use. And so with this, the programs we have, we will have the facilities for. And that's a big one.
Let's talk a bit about the school. It is now, of course, one of the bigger ones in the greater region of 5-6 counties, I'm sure.
What kind of an area are you covering? Where are the kids coming from?
We have 6 different school districts that have busing to our schools. We have Benton, Millville, Southern, Danville. We have Central Columbia, we have a number from Berwick, but we run a separate bus for the Berwick because we're just a little bit outside the 10-mile radius from the school district. So we have our own bus running from the Berwick area. We also have students from Warrior Run. We have students from Shikellamy. We also have students from the Hazleton School District. So those are the peripheral school districts, but that's where the bulk of them come from.
But it's some kids coming pretty far to school then.
Yeah, and you know, there's a commitment that parents make for having choice in education. I think we need to also mention that parents should have choice in the education for their children, and they have it here. Parents should be the ones. God has given them the responsibility of educating their children. Some homeschool them. That's fine. Some choose other institutions. That's fine. But parents have the ultimate responsibility for the education of their children. I think that's an important responsibility that God has given each one as a parent.
To go a little bit more philosophical as far as the history of schools, I don't know about the rest of the country, but I know in this area, a bulk of those Christian schools that now exist started in 71 to 75. What brought them on? Why did everyone suddenly say, hey, wait, I don't like the way this is going?
Well, probably looking at historically, since the Pilgrims came over, the Pilgrims were here because of freedom of religion. And so they started their own schools. Parents took care of the education a lot of the times. And so churches were involved. The parents were involved solely. I mean, some of the first colleges were Christian colleges. Harvard, Yale. I mean, you start naming some of these Ivy schools, they started as Christian colleges to prepare men and women for ministry. Now, that has changed over the years, but that was the foundation. Public schools, the first public school in the United States was in Massachusetts. Now, this is, I'm trying to think of the dates, but it was in the 1800s. Prior to the 1800s, we didn't have public schools. We had charity schools. We had a lot of church schools. We had a lot of home schools. But it wasn't until the 1800s. And I think it was Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken, in like 1835, became the first public school association in the state. And that was interesting because the first director of the state organization in Massachusetts was a gentleman named Horace Mann. And unfortunately, he signed one of the Humanist Manifestos, number one. And so there was a very different flavor for the state education association and what would be formerly have been the church in or private homes. I think in the 1970s, where some of the schools in the area started, there was a lot of, since 1962, there was, you're not supposed to pray anymore. I remember as an elementary student, my teacher leading the class in a prayer, and she would read the Bible. But that started dwindling. And soon thereafter, since 1962, there was very little prayer allowed in the public schools. Now, there were still private schools, Christian schools that allowed for prayer, but that was the turning point. So by the 70s, there was an exodus from the public schools and started into a lot of what we would call the current Christian schools.
3 phases, 3 buildings. Are there thoughts beyond that? Is there another 5-year plan?
Well, right now, the close future is just getting this building up. We have a contractor who's going to be putting up the steel and putting all the finishing touches on. So that's in the near future. There's been talk of including like a vocational technical part of the school where right now we have students from kindergarten through 12th grade, and a lot of them will leave. I say a lot. Those who want to have vo-tech training, they'll leave after their 8th grade year to go to vo-tech because they have certain instructional opportunities there that we cannot offer. This is primarily a college preparatory school. We even have 3- and 4-year-olds in our learning center, and they offer educational component as well as daycare component for the 3- and 4-year-olds. So what is in the future? You know, we have been blessed by God in offering what we have had curriculum-wise and facility-wise. We're looking at upgrading one aspect in the very, very near future. And it's in the Lord's hands for the next step.
And you've gotten donations, grants, et cetera. Are you still at work to bring in all the funding?
Yes. We've started the capital campaign in March. By the end of the year, we were at $600,000. We do have a matching fund grant offer, and so we'll be pursuing that here soon. And Lord willing, we will have groundbreaking this spring. So, Matthew, we will ask you to come back at our groundbreaking.
And we do hope to take you up on that offer. If you have tuned in late to the program, we remind you, you've been listening to Mr. Rick Klein, the administrator at Columbia County Christian School, located at Buckhorn in Columbia County. We've been talking about the school and their expansion project, which is getting underway officially with a groundbreaking in the spring. They've been raising money now for the past 9 months or so. Go to the Message Center on our website, WPGMFM.org, for a look at how this project is going to be taking shape. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Klein. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to this afternoon's WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.